Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk About It. This is your voice for wellness in the Imperial Valley, so if you want to pick up the phone, just call. The number is 337-8874. And if you want to just sit there and listen, that's fine too. If you're new to the show, you just heard about us on KXL Radio or something, you're just tuning in for the first time, enjoy yourselves and call in, be a part of the show, or just hang out and learn about what we're talking about today. So today we have a guest, and indeed her name is Yolanda Bernal, and she works for the Public Health Department, and she's titleless. I can't say her title. No, she's a supervisor. That's an important job, and it should be highlighted. So she's a supervisor for the Public Health Department, and she works with a fascinating program that we're going to talk about for the whole hour today. But what's the name of this program, Yolanda, and what does it do?
Okay, let's see. Good morning. The name of the program is the Adolescent Family Life Program. We call it AFLP. And basically what the program does, we offer case management services to pregnant or parenting teens so they can live healthy, productive lives.
When did this program start?
Oh, it started way before my time. I don't even know exactly when. I've been with public health for 8 years, and it's before my time. I've really been with the program 3.
Mm.
So it's been there a while, but hasn't been promoted as much as it has been now.
So we're going out and we're hitting the streets and we're hitting the airwaves.
Exactly.
and we're trying to get this everyone who could take advantage of this to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
What was your coolest success story? What was the thing, for you in these 3 years you've worked with the program? What was the coolest thing you've seen?
When we first started, the program was really, we didn't hardly have caseloads, and because we weren't fully staffed. Eventually that changed to being fully staffed, have full caseloads, and the accomplishment is graduation. We had pregnant or parenting teens graduating. This is our second year that we've done a teen graduation, and we've had about 50 each year. So for us, that is an accomplishment because sometimes there's a lot of barriers for these children to graduate because they have already children or they're pregnant and they miss a lot of school. So for us, that's a great accomplishment.
So one of the most common setbacks for a teen, if she becomes pregnant, because this would be women, young women, albeit women, is graduating from high school. And if they don't graduate from high school, I guess that really would set them back as, trying to economically provide for their family.
Exactly.
In the first part. And so your goal is to get these people out. You graduated 50?
Yes.
Out of how many?
Actually 48, but...
Yeah, that's 50. We round off. Out of how many?
Well, my caseload, I get the younger girls, so I didn't have any graduates, but my staff, they each have 50 students, and probably each one had 25.
So this is high school seniors.
Not necessarily. Well, some of them, yes, but we also have, we start at age, currently we have cases of 14 to 19.
Right.
But we also serve males as well.
Fathers?
Yes, fathers.
And provide with them with supportive services too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what we're here today then is to get the word out and make sure that we get everybody who could be eligible for this program.
Exactly.
Into the program and working and doing good stuff. What kind of support do you guys provide?
We provide, like I mentioned, continuous case management for teens who need the service. We also make sure that when the young ladies are pregnant that they have a healthy pregnancy, so the pregnancy can be a positive one. We also make sure that they continue their education, that they graduate. And if they're already parenting, we make sure that they have all the resources, like for the children, like make sure that the children are up to date with immunizations, that they have a medical provider. And also if they need assistance, financial assistance, we know where to guide them.
Nice. So all of the kind of trappings and settings that we as adults when we're older and we're setting up our families, you try and provide these same kind of services for teens.
Yes.
So that they have the same kind of advantages that a family who is starting a little bit later would have.
Exactly.
Perfect. And okay, so who can people call if they're interested in getting this?
They can call our office, and the number, the main number for the, like, my the secretary that's up front is, her name is also Yolanda.
Makes it easy.
Yeah, I'm Yolanda. She's Yolanda. The number is 335-3454. And then we're also located at Social Services Area at 2995 South 4th Street, Suite 102.
Great.
Here in El Centro.
Great. I was a little bit slow picking up my pencil. What's that number one more time?
335-3454. And the address is 2995 South 4th Street here in El Centro, Suite 102.
Great.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUVO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KSCORadio.com.